Michigan politics have changed a lot over the years, but one thing has stayed much the same. If Democrats want to win statewide races, they need Detroit to turn out at the polls. That's not quite as true as it once was. After all, Detroit used to be a much bigger city. But it's still important, and in tight races, it's critical.
This is a turnout game, and in a turnout game, every vote counts. If you don't find those votes in Detroit, you gotta get them somewhere else, and your options are limited.
That's Nancy Kaffer, a columnist for the Detroit Free Press. She says Democrats got a harsh reminder in 1990, when incumbent Governor Jim Blanchard, a Democrat, faced off against Republican John Engler.
Jim Blanchard and the legendary Detroit Mayor Coleman Young did not get along. Coleman did not campaign for Blanchard, and Blanchard lost by 17,000 votes.
This year, Michigan Democrats have staked more than ever on a voter turnout-based strategy. And with the governor's race tight, they know they need to squeeze every vote they can out of Detroit. So they've brought in some big guns to rev up the party's base.
Detroit, you alone can change the nature of this election right here in this city. You can do it.
First Lady Michelle Obama headlined a rally for Democrats in Detroit last month. She and other speakers tried to fire up the crowd with that same message, echoed by Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan. He told the crowd that Democrats can prevail, even if Republicans have the edge when it comes to money.
And as much money is spent against them, one thing is true on Election Day. Their vote counts exactly the same as yours, as long as we come out and vote.
Duggan has endorsed Mark Schauer, and the two have campaigned together. The two men certainly don't have the kind of strained relationship that Jim Blanchard had with Coleman Young. But as Free Press columnist Nancy Kaffer points out, there's a widespread sense in political circles that Duggan has been less than enthusiastic.
I'm not sure that the campaigning and the stuff that he's been doing for Schauer is quite as vigorous as it could be.
There's also a sense that Duggan has a good working relationship with Governor Snyder, a definite edge for the mayor of a city facing continued state oversight after bankruptcy. On a recent episode of the Fox 2 Detroit show Let It Rip, host Charlie Langton brought that up with Michigan Democratic Party Chair Lon Johnson.
Will Mike Duggan endorse Mark Schauer?
He already has. In fact,
but
he did it over Labor Day with Vice President Biden.
But he's working so well with the governor, though.
Well, you know, again, there's government and then there's the politics.
But Johnson's confidence isn't shared by a longtime Detroit political consultant. Adolph Mongo has loudly criticized the Democrats' efforts in Detroit this year. Recently, on the local political show Detroit Wants to Know, Mongo said the party has taken African-American support for granted for too long and just doesn't connect with most Detroiters anymore.
They don't want to spend the money because they give a couple dollars to some of these preachers in this community and they think that that's all they need to do.
Schauer and Democrats have made Governor Snyder's use of emergency managers a big campaign issue. They say that at some point under Snyder's rule, about half the state's African Americans lost the right to a meaningful vote in local elections. But Mongo says that won't help the Democrats.
They got to get all these people out to vote. And those urban areas have been on a lockdown with emergency financial manager, and people feel that their vote don't count.
Clearly, Democrats hope any sense of disenfranchisement will have precisely the opposite effect on black voters, to Mark Schauer's benefit. And they hope a weekend visit from the biggest Democrat of all, President Obama, will energize enough Detroiters to push Schauer over the top next Tuesday. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.